I am your host Shamal, and this is the fourth episode of the GITM podcast. It is lovely that you are here today listening to the fourth episode, where I will be sort of conceptualizing the first 100 episodes of Boruto and where we can go forward. Of course, we have evidently reached 100 episodes and things are developing to some extent or another. Things are changing. Things might be slowing down in some areas. I'm really just going to try and find out where we can go forward from here and hopefully make this a memorable series. So without further ado, here is the episode for this week. That is the fourth episode of the GITM podcast. I think it's most appropriate that I start this episode with a spoiler warning. As implied, I will be speaking about the first 100 episodes of the Boruto series. So if you haven't caught up with those and you might want to catch up with those, be sure to possibly skip this one out. I won't go too in-depth as to spoilers and the events, although I will be mentioning a lot of the bigger arcs of this series, notably the most important ones, the most important two or three, so just be aware for that. As we know, Boruto is the apparent successor series of both the Naruto and Naruto Shippuden series, which have been on TV for almost 10 years and have consisted of over 700 episodes. If you factor in breaks and filler episodes, etc., it's been on for almost 10 years, so it's been a very long time, and Boruto has to live up to that legacy. Of course, you had the transition period with the sort of final handful of episodes from Naruto Shippuden, as well as the Naruto The Last movie, which I will also recommend watching before watching the Boruto series. It's just good to remember that the Naruto The Last movie has some semi-canon features which we can also consider in that transition period between Shippuden and Boruto. As you can see, the Boruto series is quite anticipated, with this sort of whole transition period made just for this series. And it's sort of hyped up in that way at the end of Shippuden, so our expectations have been sort of raised for something that goes along the continuity of the Naruto Shippuden series, of course. And here we are, 2 years later, 100 episodes, the Boruto series has now actually manifested into something substantial. So where do we start in terms of where this anime is going and what's already achieved? Many would answer the question with the phrase, the sequel we didn't ask for, but the one we still got. And to build on that, here is my take. I kind of think that this is not necessarily the series we didn't want, but it's the series that we didn't expect to perform in the way it did. In simple terms, I would describe it as the series that shows potential, but doesn't always give us that potential, if that makes sense. It's the series that shows a lot of potential, as I previously said, but it doesn't always act as if it has that potential to make something great. It's bouncing off one of the most famous series in the shonen genre, so it doesn't really have many excuses not to perform. But with that being said, I'm probably going to wind up countering this argument throughout this episode. So don't think this is going to be completely negative like episode 2, where I sort of just went on a run on Tokyo Ghoul Re and where it misperformed, but really just trying to address where we can move forward in relation to Boruto as a series, and hopefully it can get better in this sort of next 100 episode gap as we move forward into some more important arcs. As we know, the manga is progressing as well, so hopefully we are moving to something greater. So I'm really just going through what we previously did, analyzing that and seeing how we can move forward. The first thing that I think should be addressed is primarily the filler rate. Although a 50% filler rate should be taken with a grain of salt, it's a bit much, okay? I think the main flaw of the Naruto series was the fact that a lot of its episodes were taken up by things that a lot of its sort of fan base didn't really care about, filling it up with alternate storylines. Some of them were pretty good. I have to say the Jirai Ninja Scrolls were probably one of my favorite filler arcs. It's quite a shame that I actually have to talk about filler arcs as if I like go out of my way to watch them. But the fact of the matter is that I don't really like them that much, but Naruto sort of makes me sit down to at least watch one because of the amount that they put into the series. With Boruto, it's kind of the same case. It's big arc, loads of filler to compensate, small, more relevant arc, more filler to compensate, big arc, etc., etc. And I kind of think that's, again, not ripping us off, but it's putting us in a position where we don't really want to continue watching that content, and we end up just lounging around waiting for big arcs to come. With the new opening, which we got a few days ago as of when this being recorded, it's probably a bit later now, but with this newest opening, we actually get a really relevant arc, which is based upon both Naruto, Sasuke, and Boruto himself, and is sort of hinted at going beyond just the main series, but looking back at the previous series with sort of flashbacks of old Sasuke, old Naruto, etc. But weirdly enough, I have to say that with the Naruto and Boruto series, again, it's kind of sad that I'm saying this, but it's the fact that I feel that some of the arcs that are filler content are kind of part of the identity of Naruto and the sort of Naruto-verse altogether, and Boruto takes that on basically in the same way. And although I have expressed deeply that I don't like filler, I kind of made that a point in the first episode being the Aonomexis episode, make sure to check that out. But I also think that Naruto kind of gets its identity from having such a high filler rate, and that is kind of what makes it famous to some extent. We get those classics of irrelevant gang groups that try to attack the village episodes, the classic old man knowledge episodes, this one being the Onoki Rock episode, and we just keep getting those, and it kind of adds to the identity. Hopefully the filler rate reduces further on, but I think it's also good that we take it with a grain of salt, because that is kind of what Naruto is. It's the life of a ninja and the life of a shinobi's son, in this case being Boruto, and we just keep rolling with it, I guess, and despite how much filler there really is. We kind of just tolerate it. And just to play devil's advocate further with the whole filler scenario, from a narrative perspective, it's quite important that we get the sort of identity and knowledge that is essential for understanding such characters through what many would call slice of life content. I say that in quotation marks, slice of life content. With a lot of the early episodes, which were based on establishing connections with the characters based on just sort of how they live with their parents, which we are familiar with from Shippuden, to just learning how they interact with each other. Although that does make them sound sort of like lifeless objects as a part of a narrative, it's quite important that we establish who is who, how does A interact with B, how does X interact with Y, and that sort of develops our understanding for later on when we put them into battle scenarios, for example, and we just gain a further understanding on how each character works. So although fillery sort of content can be considered just the enemy of progress, it kind of works to develop characters, like it or not. So to link everything back together, this all comes back to the root cause of the burden of Naruto Shippuden. Naruto Shippuden will always be a burden over Boruto, similarly to how a previous series will always be a burden to some extent to a sequel, because it's expected to live up to that. If I dare use the example of the MCU right now, Infinity War will always be a burden over Endgame, because, of course, Infinity War was a great movie, and a very big movie, so if Endgame doesn't live up to that, obviously the backlash would be larger. The gradient between the two is very steep, so therefore, if one messes up, the other is held to account. And that is sort of the situation with Naruto Shippuden and Boruto right now. with endless memes of Sasuke being strangled to endless I want to be Hokage memes, and just the fact that there are a whopping 720 episodes in the Naruto series, being the original series from 2002 and the Shippuden series, of course. So that's numerically a lot to live up to. If we bring in the example of characters, for example, two of the most known characters in the entire medium being Naruto Uzumaki and Sasuke Uchiha, there is like insane amounts of legacy between the two characters, and just the amount of culture they've produced in itself, not to sort of egg them on too much, but they've produced so many things by just having that conflict for 720 episodes. So Boruto, again, numerically to live up to that, is insane. But enough to do with stats, I think we have to give Boruto some credit. I have to return to the fact that I said at the beginning of this episode that it shows potential. The obvious answer for potential being episode 65, being the Momoshiki Naruto Sasuke plus Boruto fight, as well as Shin vs Sakura and the Truth of Mitsuki. Obviously, the holy episode of all episodes in this 100 episode series is the holy episode 65, being directed by Cheng Sui Huang. I apologize for messing up that name. However, he directed what is probably now known as a masterpiece of an episode, with this sort of dynamic view on the classic fight scene and making it something that one can be understood very easily while still maintaining its complexity and diversity as a fight. Of course, he brought along loads of other Chinese animators and just a diverse group altogether to make a really good piece, some of them coming from the anime To Be Heroine and To Be Hero, two Chinese anime which I actually have lined up to watch, which I'm really excited for, just knowing how this episode went. So obviously there is a lot of work that does go into this anime from time to time. That is not me trying to imply that there isn't work that goes into this anime overall, but we can obviously see that there are some spikes in effort and work to produce something that is really worthwhile and worth remembering. I actually want to talk a bit more about the other episodes beside episode 65, mostly because I feel like we all know how good episode 65 was. Of course, it was nominated for a Crunchyroll Anime Award. Sadly, it did not win, which I think was really harsh, because this was something that was thought out to the core. It fleshed everything out as to how a normal fight scene works and still maintained what we still love and know in classic martial arts and sort of the X versus Y fight scene. From the music to the run-up to the sort of final Rasengan, it all worked together to make something that was fluid and worth watching for that entire episode. But again, I literally just said that I'm going to talk about the other episodes that I went to speak about, and I should probably do that because I am running out of time and I don't want to, again, just diss those other episodes. So getting right back into it, speaking about the Shin versus Sakura fight and that sort of mini arc, what I really liked about that was that it actually gave Sakura a spotlight. And to someone that doesn't watch Naruto, that probably sounds completely like stupid. Like, on the character list, she's a main character, but as we know, the main sort of Sakura meme is that she's close to useless. So giving Sakura some limelight and making her seem sort of actually relevant to progressing the story in this sort of Shin versus Sakura arc, I really liked that. And another thing about the Shin versus Sakura and just Shin Uchiha sort of arc was the fact that it actually gave me a sense of curiosity. It gave me a reason to stay onto this series because I want to know, as someone who previously watched Naruto Shippuden, what the heck is Shin and what the heck is a man with like 10 eyeballs all being Sharingan doing in this world? I thought there was one Uchiha left. Why is there another? And another and another, of course. And that really gives me hope that this series actually benefits the legacy fans and doesn't just write a new slate being Boruto. Although Boruto does set the beginning of this sort of whole story, that this is his story, it's quite nice that we get an incentive to watch that is based on the legacy element, as opposed to this just being a new story completely. And the final episode that I want to speak about, which kind of works similarly in terms of the curiosity component, is the Truth of Mitsuki episode. The Truth of Mitsuki, being the 73rd episode in the Boruto Naruto Next Generation series, gives us an idea as to how Mitsuki manifested as a being in the Hidden Leaf Village to some extent, and just tying that relationship between Orochimaru, which we know, of course, being a regular villain in the Naruto Shippuden series and previous Naruto series, of course, and ties that to Mitsuki and where this sort of special sage power, which we've been made aware of slightly, is coming from. It really just gives us a motive and keeps us hooked, which is one of the aims of a series. Although I do make it sound like it's some sort of market tactic, it's actually perfectly reasonable because this is a TV show, so why do you not want us to be hooked? And it worked on me, that's for sure. And I'm quite happy with being hooked onto a series, even though I kind of have mixed feelings on it. It gives me sort of positivity that I can go into later episodes and get a good time out of those. And finally, with all that business aside as to those three episodes, I think the main question looms as to where we can go from here. Where can we go from 100 episodes and a manga that is quite already ahead and possibly stories that won't converge with the main series? Where can we go from there? And my answer to that is forward. I think that with the new OP and the possible arc that is incoming, with the legacy characters featuring in this new arc, as well as Konohamaru and the new Team 7, I have hope that this can go somewhere. Of course, we've been teased with the time skip at the beginning of the series, as well as in this OP. So that kind of gives me hope that we're actually going to either take the plunge into the time skip or just move into more developed arcs that really push the plot forward and make something that is worth remembering. And hopefully Boruto can make a really good series that I can say I watched and watched develop over time. Boruto still has lengths to go. We can all say that. I think we can all agree on that. But the main thing is it going to develop into something that is greater or worse than its predecessor? Obviously, we all want something that's better. So I think it's worth admitting that this story still does have potential. We have seen it from its animation, we have seen it from its potential arcs, which have made some decent storylines, and just overall just the appeal to the legacy series and keeping that continuity between its previous series. I think that we have potential to make a really nice ongoing series. I just hope it maintains what was good about its previous series and what is good about this series. One must consider the fact that, of course, it needs to escape from its burden being Shippuden. And I think that with the time skip, of course, and the sort of the first episode, the very beginning of the first episode, I think that this can go somewhere that actually splits apart from that. It's just how hard it tries within its narrative to do that, which will determine how well it can divide itself from such. Thank you for listening to this fourth episode of the GITM podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. I wanted to just give you a sort of counter-argument situation for Boruto, and just know where we can move on, and just really hope that we can get a good series, because I kind of like it. I just think it still has ways to go. If you want to know when content like this comes out, you can subscribe on your podcast app, so you get notifications when they do come out. Also, if you're on iTunes, why not leave a review? It's a way of supporting me, of course, because it helps me develop such content and I can understand where I can again move forward, similarly to the theme of this episode, see what I did there. You can also visit me outside the podcast on Twitter. Of course, I give you information as to when this comes out and just loads of other stuff, anime, comic books, sort of stuff and news. So be sure to check that out. Thank you for listening. You can check the summarized version being the show notes where I have sources and just pretty much what I've said this episode. Thank you and goodbye. The sound effects in today's production goes as follows. Sound effects from Subspace Audio. The music in this production goes as follows. Go Lucky by Chasers Gaming. Mandatory Overtime by Joth.